folks. Welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and I am again filling in today from Elliott Seastrom. This is Financial Survival, and we have a lot to talk about today. As always, we'll go to Wendy Wilson in a couple minutes to get her information on a topic, folks, I think you're going to find very interesting. I know I did. She had two good ones today. I picked the one I thought would be the most interesting, but I think you all will agree it's going to be, we'll say, intriguing, say the least. And welcome to the ninth day of November 2022, the day after election, and the red wave turned out to be a red trickle. But anyway, we'll discuss it maybe in a few minutes after we get through talking to Wendy. Before we do that, we'll go to the markets and the metals. The metals took a little bit of a hit today. Gold was down 483 to 1706.67. Silver is down 0.29 cents to $21.10. Platinum is down $8 to $9.89. Palladium is down $47.50 to $18.59.50. So the metals took a hit. I don't understand exactly why that happened, but it did. But apparently the markets didn't like the election turnout, I don't suppose. The Dow had a huge change, down 1,619 points to 32,541. The S&P was down 76 points to 37,51. And NASDAQ was down 248 points to 10,368. So, yeah, that's kind of odd, isn't it? I mean, they were just all down. Overseas, the same. Not as drastically, but they were down. The DAX was down 0.16% to 13,666. FTSE was down 0.14% to 72.96. Hang Seng was down 1.2% to 16,358. Nikkei was down 0.56% to 27,716. So there you go. And the USDX was up again 0.83 to 110.46. So interesting. And oil, hey, had a pretty good drop today. $3.10 down to 85.81. So mixed to say the least, but that's what it is for the day. We'll see what tomorrow brings next day. But, folks, as you saw, not a whole lot changed politically in this country. And we'll talk about that in a few minutes, like I said. But let's go now to our guest, Wendy Wilson, with Apothecary Herbs. This lady is a wealth of knowledge. I love listening to her explain these things because she enjoys it so much. She gets mixed, so I just listen to her. Wendy, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor Butch. Good to be with you and all the listeners.
It's good to have you. Missed you last week, so I couldn't be here.
I do apologize for that last week. I missed you, everybody, too. I had to go get untwisted. I kind of moved the wrong way, and I had to go see a chiropractor. Yeah.
You didn't mean twisted in the head. You mean body wise. Yeah. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. I got all out of alignment. And it was not fun. But anyways, today I'm going to try to make up for it, because we're going to talk about this, you know, the snake venom issues popping up again within the COVID serum issue. It's a big question. People are hearing about it. They're just not so sure, is snake venom in the COVID shot? So, and why would snake venom be an ingredient in a serum like that anyway? Anti-venom treatments, you know, have been around for decades and used to treat, you know, poisonous snake bites. But why put it in a viral serum? That's the question. And how does human blood react to venom? Well, Pastor Butch, it depends on which venom you're using. So normally, snake venom in human blood is not a good thing. It creates all kinds of metabolic disturbance. Now, research by the American Society of Biochemistry and Molecule Biology conducted this study in July 2010. They experimented with snake venom and how human blood responds to it. They were looking for a new drug to help with strokes and heart attacks, and their work involved snake venom, and it is a strange thing that scientists would turn to venom to find a solution for things like that. But they studied how blood responds to the venom, and the research team involved scientists from Japan, and the study did get published in the Journal of Biological Chemistry. So the research looked at snake venom, how it influences blood clots. Now, I found that interesting. Now, why were they specifically looking at blood clots? But anyway, their report noted that proteins influence platelets and your blood vessels. So what they said was that the blood clot disease they called thrombosis, for instance, is a leading cause of death and stroke and heart attack. So they were looking for a solution for that. Whereas the snake venom toxin produces profuse bleeding. So it's not going to help with preventing clots, but it does help, you know, keep the clots that you don't have from forming. So the snake venom that causes the bleeding is called a hemotoxic substance, and it comes from these types of snakes. I'm going to read them to you. So these snakes have venom that would make you bleed to death internally if you got bit by them. This is Adlers, rattlesnakes, cobras, mambas, crates, and Taipan snakes. Okay, so those are the five, six. And snakes that produce now hemotoxic response that attack your circulatory system and interfere with clotting, these snakes have venom that cause blood clotting and becomes severe. This is saw-scaled vipers, so your viper group will cause the clotting where the other six snakes will cause the bleeding. So the Middle East and Central Asia viper, Chris carnatius snake, as well as the saw-scaled viper snake. So the vipers are the ones that would cause the blood to clot, just making sure you understand that. So vipers in particular carry extremely lethal venom. And it's interesting, the research on the venom proteins that science has undertaken, multiple studies on this, and they call this a three-finger toxin that they found in the venom, and it influences protein and enzyme action. And there is snake venom that causes a ribbon reaction in the blood, causing stringy fibers to appear. Now, we've heard that before, though, right, Pastor Butch? You've heard that, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So it can depend on the type of venom and what combination the venom is used in that can modify its reaction in the body. So science also found a C-type receptor after 6 years of study in collaboration with British scientists, and their product of work together produced a molecule purified from snake venom in the Southeast Asia pit viper, and that venom toxin is called rhinocytin. Now, the C-type receptors help the venom toxin to bind to platelet molecules, and they found this encourages blood clots. So they have extracted a protein, and it's called a rhinodisitin, and it does cause blood clots, and it's from the vipers, okay? Here's a quote from that research. The rhinocytoxin disturb the normal process of blood clotting. And in fact, they had disorganized the blood-filled lymphatic vessels and caused severe swelling. They also say some of the toxins in venom prevent platelets from clotting, and other toxins can do the opposite, resulting in blood clots. There are many molecule targets that these toxins and platelets can activate. They also say recent discoveries that there are elements in snake venom that can promote irregular aggregation of platelets, the kind that leads to clots and strokes. So why put snake venom in the COVID-19 therapy? Well, the National Library of Medicine released some research in September 2021 where snake venom was suggested to be used with the COVID-19 shot to counteract the cardio events that the shot is producing, you know, the myocarditis and all that stuff. So they said the bioscience reviewed snake venom displayed many bioactives of interest. So it's going to depend on the venom they're using and how the venom and components are treated. So if venom is altered, the natural metabolic reaction within the blood is going to change also. So in their report, they stated your COVID-19 viral infection produces inflammation and blood clot risk. Therefore, they want to add snake venom to prevent these reactions. However, what about the studies showing your snake venom is already in your COVID serum? This was the Arizona study, Pastor Butch. University of Arizona examined patients given the COVID-19.
I want to say one thing. It really makes you feel good to be a guinea pig, doesn't it?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, they were looking at these people in Arizona that got the COVID-19 vaccination, and they published their findings in the September 2021 Journal of Clinical Investigations, and they found the venom enzymes belonging to rattlesnakes in the patients after they were vaccinated. This is Dr. Floyd Chilton, University of Arizona. He said, we found evidence that there was a rattlesnake enzyme in the blood of the people vaccinated when in extraordinarily high levels. Insane, really. Now, here's the revelation. Here is the cherry on top that I promised you. So now here is what is really important to know about your snake venom from snakes that cause bleeding, clotting, and if they put it in the COVID-19 virus, it can have, guess what, the opposite effect. So they can use the snake venom from crates, cobras, mambas, rattlesnakes. When they add it to the COVID-19 serum, it has, and 'cause those snake venoms I just listed tend to make you bleed to death. But when they add it to the COVID-19, it creates the opposite effect. It gives you clots. Isn't that interesting?
That makes sense. And we see it happening everywhere. I mean, this is happening a lot. Wow.
I know. And so here's what the University of Arizona said. The snake-like enzyme is found in healthy people at low levels to prevent infections. But in cases of COVID-19 virus, it's doing the opposite. Yeah, so...
Wow.
So Dr. Floyd said these high levels of the enzyme are looking at those tissues in your organs and they're saying, you look like a bacteria. Let's shred your membranes and let's put these organs out of their misery. So that's what's going on. It's a programmed destruction. And he goes on to say, roughly a third of people develop what is called long COVID, and many of them were active individuals, and now they can't even walk 100 yards. He says, the question we're investigating, how is it that this enzyme is still relatively high and active? Could it be responsible for the long COVID outcomes that we're seeing? So snake venom could be the reason, but I think it's interesting that when you add it to a virus like COVID, it has the opposite reaction. It'll make you clot.
And you have to know that they knew this. But if they did know it, it makes it even worse because they certainly are using us for guinea pigs. We're experimental. And now we're seeing the results of blood clots being found in, oh my goodness, millions of people who've died all of a sudden of a heart attack or whatever. So
And of course, you've got that issue with the cardio issue with the young folks that really didn't have any cardio issues before they got this shot. And we've heard, the first time I heard about snake venom in the shot was by Dr. Brian Aridis. He reported his take on the snake venom being in the COVID-19 serum, but your news outlets and some research are reporting that information is misinformation. They're painting a very different picture. So if the research is moving in the right direction, the venom may react differently when you combine it with different bacteria, viruses, or even other venoms. So I truly believe only half-truths are presented a lot of the times, and that means, you know, you got a whole lie when you get half the truth. But I see that a lot in medical practices. They don't give you all the information because they know if they gave you all the information, you wouldn't accept the treatment, okay? So a good example I've often used is, you know, if you go to the dermatologist to get allergy shots, when my oldest boy was 10, I was still working in healthcare. I didn't know any better. But in the waiting room, waiting for him to get his tailor-made serum for his allergies, I pick up the pamphlet, the brochure on allergy shots, and I read the thing. And at the end, it says, make sure you stay at your doctor's office for 20 to 30 minutes just in case you have an allergic reaction. Now, you know, I'm thinking allergic reaction, that could be, you know, rash, hives, something like that. So when I get to see the doctor, I said, you know, what does this mean, allergic reaction? Are we talking about a rash? And he goes, we're not worried about no rash. He says, we're talking about anaphylactic shock and respiratory arrest on allergy shots. Allergy shots.
Wow.
That are supposed to be made specifically for you. So if you get a tailor-made serum that can do that, imagine what this, you know, one-fits-all serum that they're pumping out can do. Right?
So it amazes
me. They don't want to give you all the information because if they had put that in the brochure, right, that you can stop breathing and die right there in the doctor's office, you'd be hitting the road. You wouldn't be hanging around to get anything. So they don't.
several people have done that after getting the COVID shot. They dropped dead on the scene, more or less.
Terrible. I mean, yes. Like I said, talking to Dr. Anthony Norris in the 90s, bless that man's soul. He's passed away, but he saved a lot of people's lives. But he took a hit on his career doing it. He used to be the chief virologist of the FDA, and I talked to him in 1990, and he said that he had access to the raw data and all the clinical trials for your vaccines. And he says, I want to tell you, vaccines are not what the people are told they are. And so we had this conversation, and he says, it doesn't really give you antibody protection. It'd be fleeting if it did. And that's why I thought, well, that's what, you know, boosters are for. But he corrected me. He says, no, boosters are because if they gave you all the shot at once, it would kill you. It's that toxic. So they give it to you in minuscule amounts. It's a slow poisoning, really. It's an artificial infection, he said, and it'll get you in your weakest genetic area. So this is why people don't always have the same outcome from a vaccine. Some may have myocarditis. Some may have neurological disorders. Some people, you know, just have different responses because not everybody's genetically the same. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting. Snake venom can react differently depending on what you add it to.
Well, obviously, we've been lied to about vaccines all along. I mean, they didn't tell us the whole story behind all of them. If they had, we wouldn't have been such a vaccinated nation, I don't believe.
No, we wouldn't.
But they don't tell you that. No, we wouldn't. And I didn't know. I grew up, I had the polio vaccines and all the other things given.
Right.
You know,
they come across as, you know, being, knowledgeable. Supposedly, people trust in it and you know, always do your homework on anything that's recommended to you, and I mean anything. Dig for it. And it's easier today to get information than ever before. So I would, you know, if you park yourself at the library, fine. But otherwise, you can get on your internet, you know, find stuff.
Well, give that number and information right away because we're out of time. And by the way, when I went to the military, they shot us for all kinds of stuff. I'm lucky to be alive today. Go ahead.
I bet you are. Apothecary Herbs, give us a call if you want our free product catalog, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or visit us at thepowerherbs.com. Great to be with you.
You send out a email once in a while, don't you? A little update.
We do newsletters that are free, the American Survival, and we pair it with Melanie, obviously. So yeah, you can sign up for that, but it's delivered by email, so you have to have an email address. You can go to the Power Herbs, click on Books and Newsletters, sign up for free there.
All right. As always, Wendy, it's a pleasure having you. Thanks for information. Thanks for all the work you do for everybody. Thank you.
Well, you're so welcome. My pleasure, and I hope you have a blessed evening.
And I will talk to you next week, Lord willing. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Folks, we're getting ready to go to break in a second, and we got a lot more to talk about at the break. A lot to talk about. Don't go away.
Hey, I'm not complaining because I really need to work. But hitting up my buddies got me feeling like a jerk. $100 condo, $200 rent. I get a check on Friday, but it's already spent. Working for a living. Working for a living. Cause I'm working for a living.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby.
All righty, folks, we're back in. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and I am sitting in today as normal Wednesday from Ellie Seastrom of Financial Survival. You do need to call her, folks. I'm telling you, gold and silver are fluctuating. But I think gold and I think all the coins, all the metals have hit their bottom levels. I do believe that. I really do. Give her a call at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. If you ever talk to Melody, ever listen to this program more than once, you understand this lady is sincere and she's honest and straightforward. You can trust her. They help you make the right decisions. And that's a fact. I guess being the day after election, it wouldn't be fair not to have some election news here. And I'm not saying all this is in and all the votes aren't counted and quite the same maybe days on some of them. But nonetheless, everyone was expecting, I think most of people were expecting, a red tidal wave. And at best, it was a trickle that we can see so far. This first article is from Washington AP. No sweep for Republicans after all. For weeks, Republicans predicted a red wave would carry them to power in Congress as voters repudiated majority Democrats for failing to tame skyrocketing inflation and address worries about rising crime. The reality appeared far different early Wednesday. Rather than a host of rejection of President Joe Biden and his party, the results were far more mixed as the returns from Tuesday's midterms trickled in. Many Democratic incumbents proved surprisingly resilient, outperforming their party's own expectations. Meanwhile, Democrat John Fetterman won the unopened Senate seat currently held by the GOP, while other key races that would determine control of this chamber remained too early to call. I got to say, I live in West Virginia, I live in Pennsylvania, but I'm really disappointed that y'all put Fetterman in. Anyway. When you wake up tomorrow, we will be in a majority, House, and Nancy Pelosi will be in the minority House, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy predicted early Wednesday. He may be right, but it appeared that likely Republican gains would come on far less favorable than anticipated. It is what it is. I'm shocked. I am. I really thought there would be a big move into the right, so to speak, but apparently not so much. Fox News pundit declares this an absolute disaster for the Republican Party as midterm results roll in. Conservative Washington Post columnist Mark Thiessen was quite displeased during a discussion about the midterm elections as results rolled in. Republicans hoped a red wave would sweep them into power with clear majorities. Instead, the party seemed poised to barely retake the House while failing to recapture the Senate. And I assume that's a final count on the Senate. I don't know. In the House, too, don't know. On the other side of the coin, Ron DeSantis shows his future of GOP. An old proverb says that dogs bark, but the caravan goes on. An updated version, Donald Trump says a noisy dog as Ron DeSantis marches to victory. The Florida governor won a smashing blowout Tuesday by routing Democrat Charlie Grist by nearly 19 points, a margin that no poll predicted. He followed that with a raucous speech that was both a celebration and a skillfully worded test of national themes as he declared Florida is where woke goes to die. I do like that. I sincerely hope he meant that. I do like that, where woke goes to die. And likely referring to the fact that he won Miami-Dade County, a longtime Democratic stronghold that is 70% Latino by double digits, DeSantis declared, "We not only won the election, we have rewritten the political map." So he did. And Ron DeSantis right now, of all the ones that are thinking about running for president, is my favorite call. I don't mind saying it. If he meant what he said about Florida being the place where woke goes to die, I hope he meant it. And on, I guess, on another positive note, as far as conservative moral values go and what most of us feel we need to do in this country, Beto O'Rourke loses another marquee race, this time for Texas governor. This poor guy, I have to give him credit, he doesn't quit. He keeps coming back. He has run for the presidency in the U.S. Senate, and the governorship of Texas. Each time, Beto O'Rourke energized progressives with his rhetoric by turns and fiery in earnest. He screwed Republicans. He drew comparisons to JFK. He drew crowds. And each time, Beto O'Rourke lost. Not even an endorsement from musical megastar and fashion icon Harry Styles could help O'Rourke unseat incumbent Texas Governor Greg Abbott, a Republican who's launched a series of culture wars popular with the conservative base, but was also criticized after the massacre of 19 children at an elementary school in Uvalde, where his unwillingness to impose stricter gun control issues or measures. O'Rourke was among the fiercest of those critics, challenging Abbott at a press conference after the shooting. "You're doing nothing. You're all doing nothing," O'Rourke said to the governor from the audience. It was the kind of unscripted, impassioned confrontation that thrilled progressives who were frustrated by the economic pace of the change in Washington. But once again, it was not enough. So in two governor races, Texas and Florida, I think they did well to maintain their moral capacity in that they put back in office at least some decent people that understands what perversion is. What murder of unborn children is, and guns aren't to blame for slaughter. I mean, I'm good for them. But folks, on the other hand, of course, I don't want to say about this. Mara Healy wins Massachusetts governor's race. NBC News projects as the first lesbian elected to lead the state. Massachusetts, what were y'all thinking? Healy will follow two other LGBTQ Democrats elected to lead their states, Oregon's Kate Brown and Colorado's Jared Polis. Oh, America, America, why are you dying? Democrat Mara Healy is the projected winner of the Massachusetts gubernatorial race, defeating Republican Jeff Deal and making history as the first out lesbian to be elected governor, NBC News projected. Healy is the state's attorney general, and Deal is a former state representative who co-chaired former President Donald Trump's 2016 campaign in Massachusetts. Addressing her supporters at a victory rally in Boston on Tuesday evening, Healy dedicated her win to every little girl and every young LGBTQ person out there. Massachusetts, I think you made a huge mistake. I hope tonight shows you that you can be whatever. Now pay attention to what she says. "I hope tonight shows that you can be whatever, whoever you want to be," she said to a roaring crowd. "And nothing and no one can ever get in your way except your own imagination, and that's not going to happen." Oh, my. Healy's win was a long-awaited victory for the LGBTQ advocates who have been trying to elect a lesbian to the highest office in state government for decades. Well, I don't want to say to that. I don't. I mean, O'Rourke, DeSantis, and of course, the governor of Texas, and I don't know her name's keeps right now, but, I mean, to see these two people actually get office, Greg Abbott and DeSantis win office again, that's great. But to see the other way around on this is really sad. It really is. It's beyond sad. It's a disgrace. I don't know how to word it any other way, folks. I wish I had ways to say this in a way that made people understand how far America has slidden into total oblivion when it comes to morality, righteousness, justice, and just being able to discern from good and evil. You know, the Bible in Isaiah 5:20 says there'll come a time when they call good evil and evil good. They call black white and white black. Well, that certainly is America today. And I know some people don't want to hear that. You don't like it when they say it. But I can't change what's happening just by denying it's not real. You know, to deny that what we're saying is seen is not outright rebellion in the eyes of God and His Word. And we expect a nation to prosper. You expect your children to grow up in a nation where they're going to be content and well and well balanced in their spiritual, mental, and physical lives. When you have a nation that's going this direction, I don't see how we can be that naive. But either we're naive or totally stupid, one or the other. You pick the word you want to choose. But I say that we're destroying a country piece by piece, minute by minute, and it's just coming down together now as a puzzle down to the last few pieces. And the pieces are falling in place faster and faster for America. That's just what it is. That's my comments on the election so far. It could be different tomorrow. I don't know. Results, of course, are not all in, and I don't know what this outcome is going to be, but the red wave, the red tidal wave, was a ripple, to put it that way, at best. Now, back to some other news and some economic news. Federal Express parks planes. Maersk cancels sales. World trade appears to be rapidly deteriorating. Now, again, this is worldwide. If one nation was suffering all this chaos and this insanity, we could look at it and say, well, that's just a fluke. It's just something that maybe will correct itself or we can help correct it. But it's not that way. The whole world's facing this, folks. The whole world is facing a calamity. Now, we don't hear too much about the Russian economy, the Chinese economy as far as actual numbers, because they're not open to society. But you know they're hurting also in a lot of different ways. It says economic storm clouds are gathering worldwide as some of the largest shipping companies warn about sliding global trade. U.S. shipper FedEx and Danish shipping giant A.P. Moller Maersk have been vocal about emerging signs of a global slowdown. Both of these companies are widely seen as a barometer for international trade. The latest to warn about weakening economic growth is FedEx CFO Michael Lentz, telling an audience Tuesday at the Robert W. Baird Global Industrial Conference that the company has reduced flights and parked planes to cut costs in response to soft demand for package delivery. Well, we're down to the end of the year where normally everyone's overwhelmed delivering packages for holidays. You know, FedEx, UPS, Postal Service, stores are jam-packed. All this, you know, this is what we generally see at the end of the year. I think this is very much a telling of the future in this country, economically, at least for the foreseeable future. And I don't see it changing time in the near future at all. I truly don't. So I don't know what all the difference is going to make as far as election goes on anything that we're talking about. But I see very little change at all. I really don't. And I wish I could say it differently. I wish I could say, man, we got working up on the uphill side now. We're going up again. We're not going down further. But so far, I haven't seen results of that. And to show you how involved the people were in the election, I mean, you read this and you share it, but it didn't seem to phase out people, at least not enough to make a big change. Biden welcoming at least 6,200 illegal aliens into U.S. every day at border. Biden administration welcoming at least 6,200 illegal aliens into the U.S. every day at border. President Joe Biden is welcoming at least 6,200 border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities every day, according to figures shared with Breitbart News from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, or FAIR, they call it. For the month of October, close to 87,000 illegal aliens successfully entered at the United States at the southern border without being apprehended. This got-away figure only includes those whom the Department of Homeland Security is aware of, and potentially thousands more may have successfully entered the U.S. via the border. The number of gotaways is particularly significant as, over the last two fiscal years, more than 68,000 border crossers and illegal aliens with criminal records, were encountered, including many that were apprehended by Border Patrol at the U.S.-Mexico border, suggesting that many criminal illegal aliens are likely successfully evading apprehension each month. Agents have reason to believe that those who have criminal records or are on the terror watch list are among the sneaking through, Fair President Dan Stein said in a statement. In addition to gotaways, a figure suggests that likely 105,000 border crossers or illegal aliens were released into U.S. interior by the Biden administration as part of its expansive catch-and-release network. Catch-and-release. Well, you know, think about going fishing, they'll just catch and release. But anyway, together this brings the total preliminary number of border crossers and illegal aliens who entered American communities in October alone, that's 1 month alone, to at least 192,000. A foreign population more than three times the population of Sarasota, Florida, which is about half of the total number of apprehensions for the month. Wow. Man, they're tearing this down bit by bit, piece by piece, penny by penny, dollar by dollar. And it's just unbelievable what they're allowing. We say they allow. No, we allow. Oh, yeah, we do. Did you see anything huge change in elections so far? Did they say anything differently? Do you see anybody in either party saying we got to cut this back and we're only going to do it if they have to by force at the border? Have you seen the federal government, anybody in the federal government, to tell the states if they have to put their guard on the borders and defend their borders any way necessary with all means at their disposal? Have you ever heard that or seen that yet? No. If the Republicans were that concerned about the borders, they would just tell the states that the feds have no authority at the border other than to be there to help control the immigration. The states have every right to protect themselves from illegal invasion. But you don't hear that, do you? I wonder why. Why aren't they crying aloud because they're supposed to be the good guys, the ones that we look to protect us from illegal invasions? And from criminals crossing the border, thousands and thousands a day coming across the border to ply their trade among us. While our leaders in this country are trying to disarm us and put us in a cage, so to speak, so we can be plundered more easily. Where was the result of the indignation in this election? Very little that I've seen so far. Maybe by tomorrow be things changing. Maybe I'll say, hey, things are better than I thought they were. But I haven't seen a whole lot of indignation or anger at all. I've seen another sign of complacency. If the election was not rigged, which I don't know that it wasn't, and you don't either. I don't know that it was either. But I don't see much indignation from the election results. I see very little change at all, except for a couple of lesbians getting into office in Massachusetts. Back of the break, folks, don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All right, folks, we're back down to the final segment of today's broadcast on financial survival. I'll say it right, financial survival. We're glad you're with us today. I mean that. Pastor Butch Paul here, filling in for Melody. Give her a call at 800-375-4188. Folks, I don't think you're going to have anybody coming in charging on a white horse to your rescue from the federal or state governments. I don't see that happening. I suggest that you prepare yourself for what's coming as best you can, as much you can. If you're like me, you're very limited to what you can do, but you can do something. Store of foods, a water filter system, and real finances like gold and silver coins. All this could be something at least could help you get through a financial crisis or a hard hit, which I think is coming real soon. I mean, it's just a sad situation we're in that we don't see the ones we put in the office to not necessarily protect us, but to watch out for us and to help us that, to defend ourselves. We don't see them doing that. You know, we as individuals should not have to ask any authority whether we can defend our homes. By any means necessary. Somebody breaks into my home at night, I'll defend it by any means I have, and I have some means to do that. That's unquestionable. Well, why don't the states see it the same way? If somebody breaks across their borders, why don't they understand they have the same right to defend their homes, their home state, just like they would their personal domiciles? Why don't they see that? I don't know. Let's move on. Listen to this. Now, this is in UK, but it's coming here. UK Nudge, that's N-U-D-G-E, Nudge Unit, recommends banks track carbon footprints of transactions, reward sustainable behaviors. Folks, this is going to be worldwide real soon. An influential United Kingdom-based social repurpose organization that was blamed for the UK government's use of grossly unethical tactics to scare public into COVID compliance is recommending that banks use the wealth of data that they hold to provide carbon feedback on transactions and introduce social credit-style rewards and incentives to encourage sustainable behaviors. Let me repeat that. That they use their data to provide carbon feedback on transactions and introduce social credit style rewards and incentives to encourage, now folks, most of that word, encourage sustainable behaviors. The measures are being pushed by Behavioral Insights Team, also known as the Nudge Unit, which specializes in using behavioral insights to nudge people into changing their behavior. Oh my gosh. In a recent blog post, the Nudge Unit revealed that it has partnered with carbon footprint management company Kogo to explore how banks should go about nudging their customers to go green. Kogo already has partnerships with several banks, including UK's NatWest Bank, which uses Kogo services to provide a personalized, real-time carbon footprint tracker in its mobile app. Kogo's carbon footprint tracker displays carbon footprint saving and recommendation messages next to transactions. The messages include you could save up to 138 kilograms of carbon by taking public transport, and you could save up to 7 kilograms of carbon by changing your diet. This is coming across on the financial reports. This, oh my, nudge unit. Nudge. How do y'all feel about that? This, I know it's UK, but folks, it's coming to America. It'll be worldwide. China's already used the social credit score in China, obviously. But how do you feel about being nudged? That you're going, they're going to nudge you. And then, of course, they're going to keep on nudging you harder and harder until you comply with their speculations and their stipulations in order to do business and to get your paycheck. Gee, they're going to nudge us. Okay. Let's move on. I don't want to be mad at that. That's just unbelievable. The big one is coming. Top U.S. military commander warns American capabilities sinking, no doubt. A top U.S. military commander has warned that the power of America's military deterrent is fading, and that America might not be adequately prepared for a large-scale military engagement. Might not be. We aren't. The Ukraine crisis that we're in right now, this was just the warm-up. Navy Admiral Charles Richard, commander of U.S. Strategic Command, said at a conference last week, according to the WSJ editorial board, the big one is coming. And it isn't going to be very long before we're going to get tested in ways that we haven't been tested for a long time. According to Richard, things are getting worse. As I assess our level of deterrence against China, the ship is slowly sinking. It is sinking slowly, but it is sinking. As fundamentally, they are putting capability in the field faster than we are, he said, adding that as those curves keep going, it won't matter how good our commanders are or how good our horses are. We're not going to make enough of them, and that is a very near-term problem. Note that the modifier near-term, this is a more urgent vulnerability than most of the political class cares to recognize. Admiral Richard noted America retains an advantage in submarines, maybe the only true asymmetric advantage we have, but even that may erode unless America picks up the pace. Getting our maintenance problems fixed, getting our new construction going, building three Virginia-class fast-track submarines a year would be a good place to start. Meanwhile, America was caught flat-footed last year when China tested a hypersonic missile that flew around the world. This means that Beijing can put any U.S. city or facility at risk, perhaps without even being detected. This is not coming from a right-wing fanatical as far as a political candidate or a right-wing person such as myself. Maybe you call me a right-wing fanatical if you want to. This is coming from a Navy admiral who says we're losing our ability to defend ourselves. I can't argue that. In all honesty, I don't think you can either. America is losing ground and pace and respect. And people hate her country any longer. They hate America, what she's become. That's just the way it is. One time we were one of the most admired nations in the world and we looked up to and respected. Now we're laughed at, mocked, and ridiculed, and rightfully so. Just as the Bible prophesied what happened to us, it's happening. UK to announce a stealth tax raid on pensions. And you see, you say, Pastor, you're talking about UK. Folks, it's coming here. And a whole lot more than it's coming here. This is coming worldwide. Melody been telling you for a long time, your pension accounts are going to be hit, and folks, it's going to happen. It's remarkable to think that it was just 6 weeks ago when the UK revealed its biggest spending spree in decades. Woman sparked a loud market crisis, a political shakeup, and the resignation of a now former Prime Minister Liz Truss. Fast forward to today, with a dramatic reversal, we learned that the UK is sinking into Greek-style austerity. The Telegraph reports that Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and Finance Minister Jeremy Hunt plan to reveal a stealth tax raid on pensions after this month. The pension lifetime allowance is set to be frozen for 2 more years, with a rise in line with prices delayed from 2025 to 2027. The allowance level has risen with prices in the past, but Sunak, as finance minister last year, froze the allowance until 2025. The move was forecast to bring the Treasury close to £1 billion over the period, Telegraph said. And with the UK set to remain in a recessionary stagflation, With near double-digit CPI for the foreseeable future, UK retirees' purchasing power will be drained faster than Biden can siphon away oil from the USPR. The Treasury is now planning to announce that the freeze will be extended to 2027, the end of the five-year period for which plans will be produced, the report said. So they're cutting folks. They'll get no pay raises. Inflation or no, UK retirees are going to be hurting big time because they're going to be losing ground at a very rapid pace. They're going to save them a billion pounds over a year. Never mind the human suffering. Never mind the people that's going to lose their homes, perhaps, that can't even pay their bills, can't buy medicines. Never mind the people that are the most vulnerable, the ones that need the medicine the most, and need to be taken care of the most, the ones who are going to suffer the most. But why not? We murdered, in our country, in America, 65 to 100 million babies already in the womb. Why not thin out the old people, too? Gas crisis wipes 100 billion off German economy. The ongoing gas crisis has resulted in the German economy losing over 100 billion, a report from the major economics institute has claimed. A paper published by the IFO Institute for Economic Research and one of Germany's largest financial think tanks has claimed that the country has ultimately lost over 100 billion as a result of ongoing energy crisis, coming about as a result of Germany's becoming over-reliant on Russian gas while pushing its green agenda. Many within the general public are now experiencing serious financial hardship, even cutting down on Christmas celebrations just to scrape by. No doubt. They relied on another country to supply its needs. Wanted to go green, cut off its own energy sources like coal, which I'll turn back to again finally. And now they're paying for it. Shouldn't there be a lesson, maybe, to the good old U.S. of A. that perhaps we should become independent again? Forget about changing politics. Biden shut down everything he could soon he got in office with oil pipelines. Everything, he shut it all down, and we were going to see Republicans take everything back and turn around. It didn't happen. So quit looking to politics to fix this problem. They are the problem. Quit trying to fix it through the political system. It isn't going to work. COP27, here's demand for end to coal, oil, and natural gas, likened to nuclear weapons. The world should confront climate change the way it does deadly nuclear weapons by agreeing to a non-proliferation treaty that ends further use of coal, oil, and natural gas energy sources, the UN-sponsored COP27 climate conference in Egypt heard Tuesday. We all know that the leading cause of climate change or crisis is fossil fuels. Folks, I make a comment. There's no such thing as fossil fuels. Check it out for yourself. Look it up online. Check it out. We go back to we all know that the leading cause of climate crisis, fossil fuels, Tuvalu Prime Minister Kosha Natano told his fellow leaders and the 40,000 other attendees and delegates who have flown into the Sham El Shrek Resort, AP reports. So his tiny South Pacific island nation has joined Vanuatu and other nations calling for a fossil fuels non-proliferation treaty. It's getting too hot here, and there's very little time to sow and traverse or increasing temperature. Therefore, it is essential to prioritize fast-acting strategies that avoid the most warming. Now, to keep that in mind, while they're over there discussing how to cut back on all these fossil fuels, so-called fuels, and cut back on energy and pollution, the COP27 hypocrisy. Globalists munch down on meat as they push bug diet for the pros, that's the little peons like us. Globalist elites will be dining on gourmet selection of meats, fish, and dairy at the United Nations COP27 Climate Change Conference in Egypt as they push supposedly more sustainable foods like bugs. Beef medallion with mushroom sauce, chicken breast with orange gravy, and salmon with creamy sauce and chives are some of the menu options that would world leaders, diplomats, bureaucrats, and industrial bigwigs will be chomping down on at the COP27 meeting in Sharm El Sheikh, Egypt this week. The COP Gourmet Service also offers an hour and a half of bottomless cocktails for $125. Attendees are also offered a delivery service for items such as paper cups, plastic water bottles, and wooden coffee stirrers. But they're all about saving us, folks. Oh, my gosh. The menu flies in the face of the stated goal of the United Nations with a 2018 intergovernmental panel on climate change. reports saying meat analogs such as imitation meat from plant products, cultured meat, and insects may help the transition to more healthy and sustainable diets. Folks, this is people making plans for us. Now listen, this is amazing. Scottish author and political commentator Neil Oliver said, "They've come to lecture us about eating less meat while they sit down to menus featuring beef, chicken, salmon, and sea bass and cream sauces. This is not leadership that we are seeing now. It's desperation. It's trolling us pros on a gigantic scale." And not only that, folks, these hypocrisy has become something of a staple for the annual meeting. However, when around 40,000 globalist figures being flown on jets from around the world to lap up the luxury of the seaside resort, and as average people are told that traveling by plane is causing an alleged climate crisis, hypocrisy on the move. That is the world today. And I hate to say this, but most of the people seem to be content to have it so. Again, prophesied in the Bible. And we're in our time here. I want to make one more quick story. Vladimir Putin bracing Russia for all-out war by preparing school children for front line. Now, this is no joke. Putin is going to make all the students in the last 2 years of the schooling, and I guess we call high school, take 140 hours of military training under battle-hardened veterans so that they can go to war if they need to as soon as they get out of school to defend the country. Putin preparing folks for war. He's preparing for war. Now he's going to have, I guess, 11th or 12th graders will call him in the country, take 140 hours of military training in case they have to go to battle. He said the people that are getting out as volunteers are not trained. He wants to change that. We're seeing so many things happen so quickly. And folks, it's getting very serious out there. Prepare yourself, please. Call Melody at 800-375-4188. I'll see you back tomorrow here with Melody tomorrow. So have a wonderful night. Bye bye.
The bills I have to pay.
Hello.
And still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.